I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Answers in Genesis's Ken Ham and Britt Beamer wrote a book with Todd Hillard called Already Gone. The book chronicles how young people are leaving the church. The book identifies the problem, addresses it, and proposes solutions. I have not read the book, nor do I plan to. We already know this is happening. While I find Ken Ham's work to be helpful, as I understand it, the book falls short of solving the real problem. Children are being educated with humanism to the exclusion of Christianity. So any proposal that fails to eliminate humanism from the equation falls short. In other words, Christians see we are losing young people, and so they propose merely teaching Christianity better. But that isn't enough. We have to teach Christianity better always. And by always, I mean to the exclusion of humanism. You see, God wants us to teach our children always. He tells us so in Deuteronomy 6. So it isn't that we need to do it better. There are so many resources out there now, it is ridiculous. What I mean is, if you have a rotten Sunday school teacher, there are ways around that. But the solution to the problem of losing current and future generations to godlessness is not just to teach better. It is to teach always. Unless the Already Gone authors have proposed teaching God's ways always, I am not going to waste my time reading their book. And if I happen to be wrong that they propose children be educated in a Christian environment always, then I already knew that. And that is one more reason I do not need to read the book. These authors mean well, but we don't need another Christian leader telling us the same thing. We need Christian leaders to tell you something bold. Our children deserve a Christian education. Always. That means to the exclusion of civil government humanists. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.